Salomon Dastron, Disc 9.
Chapter 36. Dumble sat on the edge of little Droonie's bed. The mole listened wide-eyed as the baby dormouse described his flight in great fictitious detail.
Wizzoo! Right up in the sky we was, and Heagle was frightened, but Dumble wasn't. Me laughed. Like that.
Brother Hollyberry opened his eyes slowly.
Who's that I hear laughing? Woke me up from a lovely sleep.
Thrug Ann was caught by surprise. She almost dropped a beaker of iced or flour mixture, juggling it in the air as she hooted.
Mercy me! Look, Fergal, it's Brother Hollyberry, and he's waked!
Fergal clasped his paws together gratefully.
Oh, joy! He was the first to go into that deadly sleep and the last to come out. And old mousewife's tale's wonderful. Flowers of oyster boiled in spring water. Who'd have ever thought it?
Mrs. Faith Spinney trudged up from the infirmary. She was carrying a trayful of hot hazelnut scones, each one with a blob of buttercream and chestnut on top of it.
Deary me, bake, bake, bake. I've done nothing a livelong day but bake since you sleepyheads woke up. Friar Bellows, when do you think you'll be fit for kitchen duties again, sir?
The fat friar hopped nimbly from his bed.
Right now, ma'am. Are those hot hazelnut scones? Very good, very good. I'm quite partial to a well-baked scone.
Faith wrapped his paws.
Then get along with you and bake some, you idle mouse. These are for the big bird. I'm afeard greatly of it myself. Here, Dumble, take these to your friend.
Abbess Vale and the two mouse maids, Turzle and Blossom, watched chuckling from the dormitory window as Dumble and Droonie fed the wild King Macpherson on scones.
Mrs. Spinney says don't eat too much. You get Heagle's tummy ache.
Here, Dumble, let I give Heagle a scone. Where are yours, sir?
Macpherson had never tasted such food in all his wild life among the icy crags. He picked the scones from the infant's paws delicately with his savagely curved beak and wolfed them down, showering the two little heads below with crumbs.
Och, these vettles are braw eaten, Dumbo. Are you name more of those wee vegetable basties the good hedge pig lady made?
Droonie squinched his eyes until they nearly disappeared into his small, velvety face.
Poor you, Miggle, do be a-talking funny like. I can't understand a word they be saying, Dumber.
That evening, the tables were laid out in the orchard. Friar Bellows, Faith Spinney, Thrug Ann, and Fergal were setting out a scratch feast in honour of the two saviours of Redwall, Dumble and the wild King Macpherson. It had all been done on the spur of the moment with what food was available. Nonetheless, it was a happy and joyous occasion. Perched on a specially chosen log, the great golden eagle and Dumble did full justice to the food from their place of honour. A large basin of moles deeper than ever, tater and turnip and beetroot pie stood steaming in the centre of the board, surrounded by woodland salad, yellow and white cheeses, and oat fowls. Farther out, it gave way to candied acorns, hazelnuts, and chestnuts, arranged around flagons of October ale. Three plum cakes, heavy with honey, stood at strategic points, and between them were heaped platters of bilberry red currant and apple tarts, with bowls of green sap milk and rich buttercup cream. Friar Bellows had invented a special Macpherson cake, comprised mainly of damson cream, stiff comb honey, arrowroot shortbread, and glazed maple shoots. It was difficult for the wild king to keep a dignified posture and satisfy his ravenous appetite. So Dumble translated for him as he sank his talons into the special cake.
Ach, you bonny wee mousey, Dumble, bringing your old pal Macpherson to such a grand blowout. I'll remember you for aye and aye, you wonderful bairn.
Abbess Vale wiped Dumble's cream-caked mouth.
What is your friend saying, Dumble?
The infant chortled.
Heagle says to feed me plum cake, so I'll grow all big and strong, with cream too.
Tud Spinney and Droonie, his new cellar apprentice, rolled out a keg of elderberry wine. Formal removed the head from the keg and bowed graciously.
Yes, Sir Heagle. Dip me beak into this wine.